Good afternoon to you, Durango High School, and welcome to the 2017 Western Slope State Qualifying. This is Mamie Hall doing color guard this commentary this afternoon. I look forward to seeing your show. It's got some pretty little costumes going on out there, so let's see what you do with the equipment in hand and also with some bodywork. Let's check this out. Okay, so you know, it's just some unnecessary movement at the very beginning, especially with the silk. You know, get to the position, right? You're going to start a show. It's not about trying to strip the flag at that point to try and get in position. Also, take a look at, you know, where your performance is, where your hips and shoulders are facing to start off, so the young lady at the very back of the circle is not, you know, able to really reach out to us as a performer to the audience. And why do we have it separated from 3-1? You know, I'm assuming that the young lady perhaps that is moving the red around is going to be the one that's being there. But you've closed up the hole now. So the ratio of 3-1, you know, at that moment was just a little bit difficult. But a good, you know, coordination here to be able to bring the color guard into the focus here, having them in a good staging area, and then as well as being able to spin together. So up, good hips and shoulder facings right now. Be very certain about where your flag poles are spinning also. Got different planes taking place, so you got different colorations you know, happening out there. Yeah, I don't mind the, you know, positioning of the color guard to the back there. They do spin rather well together at times. And then once they fall out of the spin, the recovery effort, you know, takes a little bit greater. And then you got that nice little slickness at the end there. All right, so they're well capable of doing it. They're just not on the, you know, dot today and being able to really recover, you know, quickly. All right, so try to work on that just to have a good understanding that if you do make a mistake. Come on, young lady. You know, you've missed the some of these angles here and there. But you're working in a smaller unit, being, you know, right now it's too far apart from the band itself, having to go all the way to the back and then come back around to the, you know, front here. All right, so stay together, the four of you. Make sure you count this out and have a better understanding of how to really, you know, make the levels work for you. Yeah, you know, it wasn't so bad on the releases. It was just that you had varying heights on the releases, and that's going to be determined on where the heights of your releases are. All right, so have a better understanding relative to your shoulder line. Where is the release going to be? Is it going to be higher? How does the color guard contribute to what's going on with the band? You have some, you know, great applause taking place, but I know that color guard was not the reason for it at the time, but certainly color guard can be more involved and, you know, participate and support the visual program at that point. Oh, and then we turn into musicians also. Have a stronger ending on that. Be very confident. Throw your shoulders back a little bit. Wear your projections at the end of that. So be very, you know, proud of that moment for you, that the young three, you know, young ladies that are in the supporting cast right now. All right, so have a better ending, a stronger ending, and then be able to support your soloist girlfriend here. See if that's something that you can come around from the backside of her to be able to maybe, you know, do an arm movement, because you have these nice animal print, you know, arms that really can give and lend support to your soloist here. I like the texture change and the flags, but again, work as a triple, work as three in the unit until the soloist is able to join you. You know, somewhat of a distraction to have the hand have to change out the red to the blue here. Could she possibly be, you know, the stagehand that you have, could she possibly be in some type of costume? And give her a purpose for why this moves around. Perhaps she is the singular entertainer, you know, as we see in some shows that give them a reason for being on the stage rather than just having the stagehand out there changing out props. Start together, ladies. Try to, again, the staging doesn't really work for them. They're right in front, broken into two, not necessarily, you know, doing voicing work as much as they're doing the unison work broken apart. All right, so try to keep them together if there's going to be unison work involved. So depending on what pod they're in, there's different instrumentation taking place, different voicings taking place. Allow them for to be able to, you know, reflect on those voices. Come on, young lady, recover and continue on. I can see your fluster situation here, but, you know, it's about the recovery and continuing on. Very nice smile on you on the prop. Really have a better establishing the toss there. It's a very light toss. It's a very shallow toss. Is that. See if you can give a little bit more height, just to give it a little bit more height to reflect the, you know, height of the music as well. Sort of a little texture change taking place here, and so color guard has to support that as well. Perhaps not in the fullest of the flags, and maybe that is a little bit more interactive qualities, you know, with the soloist here. Concludes your show. Yeah, you know, a little bit rigid on your part. You know, it came out very pretty when we had some, you know, nice moments there on the field where they were able to really, I think I enjoyed the swing flag, you know, a whole lot more. And then just being able to make that, you know, a support for the visual program. But then it became a little bit more distracting with the prop moving around, the young lady that has to drag the prop around and continues to, you know, struggle to get the prop off the field and so on, all right? So you want to give, like I said, you know, give them a character, giving them role. Be very careful about how when you use the, you know, the four of them is generally how they are placed on the field in the staging, and that you delete one of them, that you close up the space, and then allow that, you know, individual to join you instead of opening up a space and, you know, creating that space. It's more of the continuity of your coloration on the the field that we'd like to see a little bit more of a consistency there. Give a little bit more confidence to the, you know, cheer program, and then being able to really, you know, have that nice, comfortable, and confident performance for them. All right? Hope my comments have been helpful for you this afternoon, and best of luck to you.